Donald and I both had rich dads as mentors. Years ago, before there were government-controlled schools, young people learned by becoming apprentices to mentors. This mentor-apprentice system was the primary way we learned. All the way back to cave dwellers, children learned their craft by being apprentices to adults who were mentors. Today, instead of mentors, we have teachers. While there are similarities between teachers and mentors, there are also differences. One difference is that a teacher teaches you a subject, while a mentor is someone you want to grow up to be like, a role model. One of the difficulties I had as a child was that my dad was a teacher, and although I loved him, I did not want to grow up to be like him. He taught me many things that are priceless: the importance of honor, the love of study, honesty, and the courage to stand up to a corrupt government system, even if it meant losing his job. I have done my best to embody many of those traits in my life today. But I did not want to grow up to be a teacher in the government system as he was. I did not want to need a job or expect the government to take care of me when I retired. I wanted to be a rich entrepreneur who invested in real estate. That is why I sought out a mentor, my rich dad. Today, I am a teacher. The difference is I am an entrepreneur who owns an education business. If not for my apprenticeship with my rich dad, I doubt if I would be an educational entrepreneur who invests in real estate, gold, silver, and oil. In other words, by seeking a mentor, I was able to become the best of both my dads. Whenever I am asked by college students, "What do you recommend I study?" I recommend two things. They are: 1, accounting; 2, business law. I do not recommend these subjects because I think everyone should become accountants or attorneys. I recommend these two subjects because they give the student the ability to see into a business or investment. Understanding these two subjects is like putting on X-ray glasses and being able to see what most people cannot see. Financial advisors are able to convince you to turn your money over to them because they know you believe they can see what you cannot see. They want you to think they have the inside track. Well, some do, but most don't. Most financial advisors are salespeople, which is why they are called brokers. As I've said, a majority of them do not invest in what they recommend. One of the benefits of going to school and studying different subjects is that you learn the disciplines and the languages particular to different professions. When you study accounting, you will learn to read numbers and words particular to that field. For those of you who read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, you may remember that my rich dad had a different definition for the word asset than my poor dad. That is why my poor dad called his house an asset, and my rich dad called his house a liability. My rich dad understood the definitions of that word, and my poor dad did not. That one distinction made a big difference over the lifetimes of both men. I still run into financial journalists and salespeople who want to argue with me over the definitions of assets and liabilities. Recently, I was on the television show 2020. They did not paint a favorable picture of me or my books. The show's host, a seasoned journalist, complained that in my books, I do not give people specific answers. I do not give people answers like, "Turn your money over to me and diversify, 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 so I can earn more commissions." Or, "Buy a home because you're wasting your rent money, because I would rather teach people to think for themselves." You see, there are times when it is better to rent than to own, and you need to be able to determine what is in your best interest. While I do agree owning a home is important, knowing when, where, and at what interest rates to buy are also important.